Running as a Democrat in 2021 and 2022 was never going to be easy, and now it's got even tougher thanks to Bernie Sanders' $3.5 trillion, more like $5 trillion, reckless socialist tax and spending spree. In short, it's tearing the party apart. Last night, in the Virginia gubernatorial debate, longtime Democrat insider and fundraiser Terry McAuliffe said the bill's price tag was too high. Meanwhile, the bill's author, Bernie Sanders, demanded that members of his party vote against the bipartisan infrastructure package until Congress passes his behemoth socialist wish list. Uh-oh. Earlier in the week, Speaker Nancy Pelosi conceded that the calculus has changed regarding whether or not to link both bills, putting vulnerable members, and those seeking higher office, in quite the pickle. Meanwhile, vulnerable members of the upper chamber like Maggie Hassan, Mark Kelly, and Catherine Cortez Masto have remained conspicuously quiet about their voting intentions. While waiting on Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin to bail them out, they are displaying the lack of political straightforwardness that voters demand. Statement from NRSC spokesman T.W. Arrighi: the Democrats continue to show the American people that they have no ability to lead. In a near evenly divided Congress, Democrats continue to try and shove a socialist tax and spending spree down the throats of the American people. Meanwhile, so-called independent legislators like Senators Hassan, Kelly, and Cortez Masto are showing that they are not independent, but rather lockstep followers of party leadership in Washington. Their cowardice may help them sleep better at night, but will cost them dearly in 2022.